Cantor Audio presents The Smartest Kids in the World and How They Got That Way by Amanda Ripley. Narrated by Kate Redding. Prologue, The Mystery. For most of my career at Time and other magazines, I worked hard to avoid education stories. If my editors asked me to write about schools or tests, I countered with an idea about terrorism, plane crashes, or a pandemic flu. That usually worked. I didn't say so out loud, but education stories seemed, well, kind of soft. The articles tended to be headlined in chalkboard font and festooned with pencil doodles. They were brimming with good intentions, but not much evidence. The people quoted were mostly adults. The kids just turned up in the photos, smiling and silent. Then an editor asked me to write about a controversial new leader of Washington, D.C.'s public schools. I didn't know much about Michelle Rhee, except that she wore stiletto heels and tended to say crap a lot in interviews. So I figured it would be a good story, even if it meant slipping into the fog of education. But something unexpected happened in the fog. I spent months talking to kids, parents, and teachers, as well as people who have been creatively researching education in new ways. Pretty soon I realized that Rhee was interesting, but she was not the biggest mystery in the room. The real mystery was this. Why were some kids learning so much, and others so very little? Education was suddenly awash in data. We knew more than ever about what was happening or failing to happen from one neighborhood or classroom.